Xavier slept fitfully. Each time he woke up, he asked, "Is it out yet?" "No, not yet, sweetie," Gabrielle would tell him. Xavier cried softly each time he heard this. Gabrielle, her eyes moist with tears, whispered to her son, "You're the strongest person I know." "The biggest problem is that barbed in," Dr. Ebersol told the team assembled at 8:30 a.m. in the angiography suite. Xavier had been anesthetized and was sound asleep as the doctors began to plot their next moves. Dr. Ebersol pointed to a computer screen. It revealed a skewer had a notch in the shaft near the point. If they pulled the skewer out the way it went in, the notch tip could rip an artery open. They discussed pushing the skewer through the back of Xavier's head to expose the notched end and cut it off before pulling the whole thing out through the front. But the rod was made of thick stainless steel, and it would take a lot of force to break that end off. The movement this would create could tear arteries. They'd have to pull it out the way it went in, if that was even possible to do without killing him. Xavier was wheeled to the angiography suite about 10 a.m. Meanwhile, his family and many friends were in the waiting room, and every nearby church had dedicated that Sunday to praying for the boy. In the angiography suite, some 20 surgeons, specialists, and nurses wearing blue radiation-protected gear and lead-lined glasses were waiting. Two giant arms, one attached to the floor and the other hanging from the ceiling, were positioned close to Xavier's head. Each arm held two X-ray devices that moved as wide arcs around his head to create three-dimensional images. The images were displayed in real time on a large flat panel screen hanging from the ceiling at eye level for Dr. Ebersol, just above Xavier. Dr. Ebersol could now see the one-in-a-million trajectory the skewer had taken. It had missed his spine by about a half an inch. It had missed his cerebellum, a part of the brain that controls things such as balance and speech, by the same margin. It had punctured the carotid sheath but didn't appear to have damaged the hypoglossal nerve or the vagus nerve, which control tongue function, the swallow reflex, and the voice box. Also in the carotid sheath is the jugular vein. The skewer had torn the jugular, but appeared to have sealed itself.